Egg White Bites. View the print-ready version of this recipe. If you're a fan of Starbucks Egg White Bites and you're on the hunt for a homemade, wallet-friendly alternative, you're going to absolutely love this copycat recipe. Just like my popular bacon and Gruyere Egg Bites, which many of you have enjoyed for their close resemblance to the original, this recipe captures the same silky texture and delicious flavor of the coffee chain's roasted pepper-flecked egg white bites. The best part? They're super easy to make. The key to the recipe's ease is using egg whites from a carton. They work just as well as fresh cracked eggs. This means you can quickly whip up these egg bites in a blender without the fuss of cracking eggs or worrying about how to use excess egg yolks, since the recipe requires 12 egg whites. Egg white bites are the perfect make-ahead solution for busy mornings. You'll love having them ready in your fridge for a quick, protein-rich breakfast or snack on the go. What you'll need to make egg white bites. Bring a kettle of water to a boil. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit and set one oven rack in the middle position and another in the lowest position. Place a 9x13-inch metal or ceramic baking dish on the lower rack and fill it halfway with the boiling water from the kettle. This will create steam in the oven, which will help the egg bites to cook gently and attain a custardy texture. Spray a non-stick muffin pan generously with non-stick cooking spray. In a blender, combine the egg whites, cottage cheese, Monterey Jack, butter, cornstarch, salt, and hot sauce. Blend until completely smooth, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Pour the egg mixture evenly into the prepared muffin pan, filling each well until almost full. Sprinkle the roasted red bell peppers and scallions evenly over the batter. Use a spoon to press them down so they are not all floating on top. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes on the middle rack until the eggs are set. You'll know they are done when the egg bites start to pull away slightly from the edges and puff up. Remove the egg bites from the oven and let rest in the pan for about 5 minutes. Use a small spoon to loosen the egg bites from the edges of the pan and carefully lift them out onto a plate. Serve the egg bites warm. Egg white bites. Servings, 12. Ingredients. 1.5 cups egg whites, from a 16-ounce carton or separated from 12 large eggs. 1.25 cups cottage cheese. 1.25 cups shredded Monterey Jack or mozzarella cheese. 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted and cooled slightly. 2 tablespoons cornstarch. Scant 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon hot sauce, such as Tabasco. 3 tablespoons diced roasted red bell pepper, drained, from a jar. 2 scallions, dark green parts only, thinly sliced. Instructions. Bring a kettle of water to a boil. Preheat the oven to 300°F and set one oven rack in the middle position and another in the lowest position. Place a 9x13-inch metal or ceramic baking dish on the lower rack and fill it halfway with the boiling water from the kettle. This will create steam in the oven, which will help the egg bites to cook gently and attain a custardy texture. Spray a non-stick muffin pan generously with non-stick cooking spray. In a blender, combine the egg whites, cottage cheese, Monterey Jack, butter, cornstarch, salt, and hot sauce. Blend until completely smooth, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Pour the egg mixture evenly into the prepared muffin pan, filling each well until almost full. Sprinkle the roasted red bell peppers and scallions evenly over the batter, then use a spoon to press them down so they are not all floating on top. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes on the middle rack until the eggs are set. You'll know they are done when the egg bites start to pull away slightly from the edges and puff up. Remove the egg bites from the oven and let rest in the pan for about 5 minutes. Use a small spoon to loosen the egg bites from the edges of the pan and carefully lift them out onto a plate. Serve warm. Make-ahead/freezer-friendly instructions. Once cool, the egg bites can be refrigerated in an airtight container for up to 3 days. Reheat in the microwave at 50% power for 60 to 90 seconds. The egg bites can also be frozen in an airtight container for up to 2 months. Defrost in the refrigerator overnight and reheat using the microwave. Note, I don't recommend using a silicone muffin tin for this recipe. The egg bites will take longer to set and may cook unevenly. Nutrition information. Per serving. Serving size, 1 egg white bite. Calories, 123, fat, 8g, saturated fat, 5g, carbohydrates, 3g, sugar, 1g, fiber, 0g, protein, 9g, sodium, 213 mg, cholesterol, 24 mg. Nutritional data disclaimer. Gluten-free adaptable note. To the best of my knowledge, all of the ingredients used in this recipe are gluten-free or widely available in gluten-free versions. There is hidden gluten in many foods. If you're following a gluten-free diet or cooking for someone with gluten allergies, always read the labels of your ingredients to verify that they are gluten-free. This article was originally published on onceuponachef.com. Follow on Instagram. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.